I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum Shots, the only podcast worth your time, really, if we're being honest right now.
It is. The rest is all garbage.
Right? As stated by the gentleman in front of me, who you already know doesn't need an introduction, but as you know myself, he's going to get one anyway, because it's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are the mayor of podcasting. Tell us.
And speaking of mayors, what's this horse up to? Poseidon, who doesn't have a funny bone in his fucking body, believe it or not. And what did you do to your hat? You're just stretching it out. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. It's up to you.
Like a,
I have a big head, bro.
Like a stretch out assholes.
Why don't you put what? Like a stretched out asshole.
No. He said like how he stretches out assholes. Yeah. But he said it with an Asian accent. Yeah. Asshole. What are you trying to tell us, Poseidon?
I stretch out Asian assholes. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Why do you put your hat over the headphones? Why don't you?
I don't know why I did that. I don't know. To be honest, I'm a little lost today.
Yeah, just today. And a little.
There are two lies in those three words. Those three words contain two lies.
He hasn't said a word of truth in years.
Oh, that's crazy. I said two lies with three words.
You know what's crazy? Because he came to meet me in Toronto over the weekend, and he fucking drove there. So he drove there and back. So he came for 3 days, but he spent 12, 13 hours in the car.
No. 10 hours.
You didn't do 5-5.
Yeah, I did. I did. I think I did.
He called me from Cornwall and told me when we were going there, because I was already there, right? We took the plane. And I asked him, I go, where? Listen to this. So it's about, what, a 5-hour trip, 5.5 hours, let's say, right?
No, it's six.
So he calls me. Hold on. I thought you said it wasn't six. So he calls me from Cornwall. I'm like, how far are you? He's like, don't worry, I'm halfway through. I got about another 4 hours. I was like, if you have another 4 hours, you're not halfway through. You're still in Montreal. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, another 4 hours. Like, how long were you on the road for? I don't understand.
But instead of taking four, it took less because on my way there, actually, at some point, there was a few cars that were booting it at like 160.
So you followed
through? So I followed through. And then we were doing that for about an hour and a half. And at some point, as we turned like this, do this big turn, there was a cop at the corner with the radar, and everybody pussied out at the same time.
That story went nowhere?
No.
All right. Well, as usual.
So it took 8 hours.
No. It's the GPS was saying six. I did in like five.
You know what happened probably? You probably used Google Map, but you hit the little man.
The walk?
Yeah. So it thought that you were biking there or walking there. So
this guy's quick.
He's like, why have I been on the sidewalk for 8 hours?
I've killed 36 people.
Jesus Christ.
You know what we missed right before we got to Toronto? Apparently, I don't know if you saw the videos of that chair woman. You saw that?
Yeah.
The 19-year-old Brazilian girl who threw a chair out of two chairs off the balcony of her condo.
Airbnb.
Airbnb condo.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. Almost killed people.
Why did she do that?
She's a stupid whore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's a stupid whore.
She endangered all kinds of lives. She did it for the gram.
She's a kind of like a... She looks like a crazy hot chick, though.
Yeah.
She's kind of hot. Like, I saw her, and I was like, she's kind of sexy. But she's like type of girl you're not sure she's going to steal from you when you're sleeping or murder you.
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Because right after they caught her, or she went in on her own accord... they showed videos of her outside the courthouse, and she was smiling and taking pictures, like zero remorse. She's like, I threw those chairs.
And she threw them like a good 15, 20 floors up.
On a highway.
Yeah. And cars, like in those, like foldable chair, but wood and metal. So you can fucking easily murder someone.
If you're driving, that goes through the windshield. It's not even, it kills you. What could end up happening is it falls, you panic.
You swerve.
You take other people off the highway.
God damn, crazy bitch. Yeah,
crazy bitch.
It's like that bridge we were passing that had the steel wiring.
Exactly.
It's a, yeah, the same story.
People don't jump off onto the highway.
Same story. Same, but different. Completely different, but same.
Same, but different.
It's like, it's the same story because they both include bridges.
But she...
I would love to have been a high school teacher correcting his exams. How did World War II start?
Same as the movie Nemo.
Yeah.
Same.
It's conflict. In a conflict zone.
Could you imagine correcting my essays?
No, I can't imagine that.
Fuck, speaking of World War II, I have a friend that's in the Canadian Army, and he was telling me yesterday... He was stationed in Germany for a while, and he was looking like all the Canadians were just kind of on vacation, basically. But the Germans were fucking training like crazy. And then he, like, one night they were out in a bar, and he asked a German soldier, he was like, "Why are you guys train? Why do you guys train so hard? You're not like, there's no war, there's no conflict." And he was like, "We lost the first two wars. We're not going to lose the third one."
Oh,
and he was like, wow. "Oh shit!" And I was like, "What is he kidding?" And he goes, "Yeah, the guy was just fucking around. It was a joke." But yeah, no, that's a fucking.
Well, you know why it was a joke? Because they know they're gonna lose the third one. They're gonna lose
that's
the third
not
one
a joke,
as well,
bro. They're up to something.
Now
these
we know.
Fucking Nazis. I knew it. I fucking knew it, bro.
They're gonna throw chairs at people.
Yeah. I felt it in my bones.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that's just syphilis.
Yeah, nobody can feel your bones. Nobody can feel through to your bones, bro. What are you talking about?
Because I'm fat
and stupid.
Oh.
So yeah, I had him in Toronto. We went to watch. I didn't know that Netflix does premieres because my friend his new show Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Which is doing well. Everybody likes it. So shameless plug here for him. We went to. He invited me to the premiere. So I brought my girlfriend too to watch in a theater. It's just the pilot episode you watch as the premiere, and then the next day it's all on Netflix. But it's so interesting.
How long was the show though? Is it like an hour?
It's like an hour show. Okay. Yeah. So if it was a half hour enough. Show, it would have been funny.
Yeah, because it's like a 22-minute show, like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You're like, all right, okay, I'll finish my popcorn in the lobby.
Exactly. That's what I was worried about that. I go, how long is the show? Because if it's a half hour, this is an odd venue. Because they provide like drinks, food. This would be so weird for a half hour. But it's an hour, an episode.
Was there media there? Was there like a red carpet?
Not a physical red carpet. I've been to award shows where they have the physical. This one, it just had, you know, the backdrop where you go and take your photos.
Yeah, and anyway, since it's Canada, February, they're not going to have a red carpet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who are you wearing? I'm wearing a parka. I'm wearing a...
But they did a cool after party because they did an after party at the Drake Hotel, which I don't like the hotel, but what they did is they, the room where like they were dancing and there was a bar, they modeled it after a place in the show. So there's a donut shop in the show. Yeah, so they had the signs. They were serving donuts too.
Fuck,
with,
Netflix has money.
Netflix was throwing money around. But one weird thing. They did one weird thing that I found. So we're sitting there waiting for the movie to start and like the producer, I guess, the director, they're talking. And one of the things they said is, you know, we're happy that we filmed in Toronto and we're here to say thank you. And then at one point he goes, and we need to not forget. And he named like native tribes. And he goes, we need to thank them for letting us film on their land and live on their land and watch this premiere on their land. This is all their land. And like it took a downer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like reminding people, like, remember that we fucked over the natives. And I was like, that's an odd way to start a premiere.
And this then show has clapping, nothing like, to do with natives.
Nothing to do with natives. Okay. It's a comic book movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a guy, probably a white guy.
It was a white man with a hat.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Those goddamn whites. Those fucking whites.
But I mean, it's just weird. Like, to me, it was odd. I was looking around. Nobody else thought it was weird. But then, you know, a lot of actor types in those.
Did he thank, like, the trans community? And
no, all he thanked, he's like, we thank Lake Minnetonka or whatever the fuck he said, you know? Like, and I was like, what?
What is happening? Fucking...
It's weird. It's bizarre. He's like, we know we didn't hire any of you people. Thank you for letting us
We hired two Italians and an Arab to play you guys. But still, thank you.
Yeah, so I found that a little strange. But it was fun. It's a good show. It's actually a fun show. So I think it's going to do well for him. So yeah.
And that started airing this week?
It started airing this week. It aired, I think, on Friday on the 15th it came out.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. Poseidon, I don't know if you watched any episodes yet.
I watched the first one.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
So you came to the premiere, but he didn't... Did he go
he didn't
into...
Come to, he showed up a day after the premiere.
Okay. Yeah.
So he didn't get to go to the... He would have enjoyed the experience. They were giving donuts out and all that shit, but he came a day later.
Yeah. It is what
he
it
could
is.
Have met... Ellen Page was there. He could have met Ellen Page.
Who's Ellen Page?
She's an actress. She also does a lot of video game.
She the girl from Juno?
That's her.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was there too.
Did she talk about that guy from Empire?
No, but did she see what she said on TV?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't because she was sitting in front of me, but I didn't want to start shit because, you know, my buddy's acting.
He's one of her siblings
in the show. So I was like, I don't want to start shit. But I felt like saying, like, Tad Brothers told, like, you were wrong about that whole thing. It's embarrassing now. You know? But I didn't want to.
What thing?
The Jesse, it doesn't matter. We're not,
but I want to know.
There's a black gay dude who said he got attacked by two white guys that were yelling racist shit. Yeah. Turns out the two white racist guys are two Nigerians. How fucking stupid is that? If you're going to hire, like, if I was going to try to start, because basically what he was trying to do was he was pulling a Charles Manson. Like, that was a Charles Manson move, right? Blaming a race for something bad that happened.
He almost started a race war.
Yeah. So, but if you're going to start a race war and say that, like, Chinese people attacked me, hire Chinese people. Why is it not okay to hire, like, an actress that isn't trans to play a trans? But this fucking guy, like, white people deserve shitty acting roles, too.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? He knew the Nigerian. It was, like, his trainer, one of them, and the trainer's brother. And he left such a trail of evidence behind. He bought the noose like a week before.
Was it Jesse?
So he left a lot. And you know the reason why he did this? Apparently, he found out that he was getting written out of the show, Empire.
Okay.
So he thought if he gets sympathy. So if he says that he was a victim of a hate crime, then the black community would be like, oh, we got to keep him on, right? We got to take care of our guy. But it turns out that guy almost started a fucking race war in Chicago because people were flipping out.
Why blame a white guy? Like,
because he thought it would be more sympathetic and it would be more believable. But it was so unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never a random, like, if it's going to happen to anybody, you're bleaching him. And it was, and also, when the cop showed up 30 minutes later.
He's still wearing the noose.
That was last month. I said, I go, this is going to be fake because that's so suspicious. It's like you call someone at your house. I don't know. You say that they robbed you and they fucking tied you up, but you escaped. But you're still tied up when they get there. Yeah. You know, you're like, you tie yourself back up. You're like, yeah, this is how they left me. Who would do that? It's illogical.
And how would you
get rid of the nooses? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
My head.
Oh, why?
At the stupidity.
He should have hired you.
Yeah, seriously.
You should have wore your gear.
I would have
done a much better job.
I think your head hurts, though, because your hat was too tight for so long.
No.
So just your skull but got cracked.
I think it's all that intelligence trying to escape
my
your mouth.
My rates are more expensive, though. So.
Oh, yeah, you have rates now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are your rates?
Bro, don't worry about it, bro.
He's losing all his business because those goddamn Nigerians. Those Nigerians keep undercutting him.
And I don't know if
they're taking my job.
Nigerians came to North America.
They're coming here. They're stealing our jobs.
They're breaking people's legs for me.
I would love if they would interview Poseidon on what he thinks on the news. And he's like, these Nigerians came where I was supposed to beat up that black guy.
They only charged one third.
Yeah. And he's like, sir, I don't think you want to say this on TV. No, I'll say it. I would have gladly beat up that black guy, even for free. And like, sir, please stop. You're digging a hole. No, I'm not going to dig a hole. I'm not going to kill him. But just continue. So stupid. Well, at least we know that the streets in Chicago are safe once more.
Super safe, yeah.
Wow. Chicago is known for safe streets. They've always been known for being one of the safest cities in North America.
Well, the north side.
Oh, you know about it?
Yeah.
North side, south side?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens on the south side?
Murder.
I love towns like that. Cities that have, like, in Chicago, they're the Southies.
Isn't Southie, isn't that Boston?
I thought Southie was Boston, but then someone told me there was Southie in Chicago, too.
Really?
But someone that's not from Chicago. So they might be full of shit.
They might be from Boston, like every city has got a Southie.
But I think in the show Shameless, the girl says that they're Southies.
Oh, it's from Chicago?
Yeah.
That show, it's in Chicago?
I think. Or it might be in Boston. Yeah, I might have just fucked everything up. No, if it was Boston, though, they'd have a thick accent.
He said that Chicago is... You didn't make it up. He's the one who said it, so it's probably real. Poseidon hasn't lied to us yet.
Isn't Chicago the one that's called Windy City?
Yes.
It is.
You know why it's called Windy City?
Because it's windy?
It's wet.
No, I thought it was because it's a very...
Wet?
No, I thought because it's a very windy city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually because of an article published like years ago a journalist called the residents of the city Windheads or some shit like that. So now they call it Windy City. I Googled this, by the way. I don't know how true it is.
Unusual facts with Poseidon. Shit nobody has to know with Poseidon. Well, thank you for that, Poseidon.
Why do they call it Iceland? I want to have your...
Yeah, what's your take? Honestly, though, no, don't fuck around.
Was there a journalist?
Was there a journalist that you guys are all ice heads?
You fucking ice heads.
I don't know, bro.
Why do you think they call it Iceland?
Fuck, I'm going to Google this. So
no. Why do you, Poseidon, Lord of the Seas, think they call it Iceland?
I used to think they called it Iceland because there was a lot of ice.
Okay.
But I found out that Iceland, there's actually a lot of greenery. And
it's super windy.
Yeah.
And Greenland.
Very windy.
And yeah, Greenland, they should have called it the Windy Island.
Windy City Island.
And Greenland is actually very icy.
Yeah.
Is what I found out. So yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why.
You don't know why.
You don't know why, even though.
You know why.
It's very icy. I don't know.
You just said it wasn't icy.
I know.
You lie to yourself. That's how much you're used to lying. You're willing to lie to yourself. You're like, I know the truth, but I'm still going to believe otherwise.
You're the only person that plays good cop, bad cop to himself. You could get arrested. The cop be like, where were you? I was at my mom's house. I wasn't at my mom's house. I'm a goddamn liar. What?
He's slapping himself.
Pulls out a phone book to punch himself so that it leaves no mark.
Tell the truth, fatty. He's
you fucking fag. I'm not a fag. Suck my dick, faggot.
Jesus Christ. So we're heading out to Aspen.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a fucking weird, weird show for us.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be... Because they booked us, but they have no idea what we do, who we are. What type of comedy we do?
I'll tell you one thing. It doesn't seem like they're expecting this type of comedy. I'll tell you that much.
They're in for a ride.
Yeah, because even
we're going
censored,
to jail, Poseidon.
When we sent our sort of greatest hits sort of demo or whatever, like because they were like, we need something for the promo. And then they wrote back. They were like, we beeped out a couple of the things you guys said.
And they literally beeped out like shit. Or fuck or oh or
and they said we beeped it out for social media, like they're not beeping out because it's airing like on fucking
Fox or something.
Fox 7. It's they're beeping it because those Facebook people.
Oh, I'm gonna have to bail you guys out of jail.
Fuck
no, you cannot bail us out of jail.
Well, I'm not gonna bail you. I'm gonna break you out of jail.
How are you gonna break us out of jail?
Bro, I'm sure.
He's gonna drive. You gonna drive?
I'll be there in 3 weeks, bro.
How much would I have to pay you for you to drive down to Aspen?
Wait, hold on. But how many kilometers is it?
Not that much.
Not that much.
Like on the map, it's like this.
Yeah.
No, I know. It looks like this, but it's actually like this, bro.
I don't think so.
That's not how it works.
No, but how far is it?
It's like this, huh?
How many kilometers?
17? No. I don't know. Like
10,000?
I know I'm dumb, bro, but I'm not.
No, like probably 5,000.
Yeah.
What?
Or probably 5,000.
I would say 7,000.
Where is it? Colorado?
Colorado, yeah.
How much to drive there from here? And then immediately, as soon as you get there, drive right back.
Oh, fuck. That's 3,200 kilometers, bro. That's a day and 8 hours, bro. I can't drive that. Are you insane?
That's 2 days.
A day and 8 hours.
A day and 8 hours.
So 2 days, basically.
Less than 2 days. You said it's a day and 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, no, because you got to take breaks and shit.
So 2 days.
Yeah.
You could do 2 days.
Nah.
And then drive right away and back. So in a work week, you could make it there and back.
Hold on. First of all, I would get there in 2 days.
Yeah. And then come right back.
And then I would have to leave right away. What's the point?
Because it'd be hilarious.
But how much would it cost me to get you to drive down?
$5,000. Would you do it for five? Jesus Christ.
Two?
No.
Two and your gas, all that is paid also. So two that you keep.
I'd rather do the five and I take care of everything.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. You're going to shit in the car?
No.
He's like, I'm going to take the five and sleep in the car and have someone wheel it away. Be like, this is broken. Bring me to your next pit stop.
What's the longest you've ever driven? Like, what's the furthest place?
Toronto, actually.
That's okay. It?
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's not that far.
That's not that far. I've driven to West Virginia and back.
Oh, geez. I remember that. That was terrible.
Where'd you go in West Virginia?
Very racist place.
What was that hill called?
It was a place called Nigger Hill.
Really?
Yeah, it's not where I went.
God damn.
But we just asked. We were asking for directions at a Walmart. And then that's how we knew.
Did you ask for directions for Nigger Hill? Or someone said, when you go past Nigger Hill.
Yeah, that's what they said. And I said, what? And they're like, yeah, right there, Nigger Hill. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I go, is that like a...
slang?
Yeah, around here you guys call it like that? And then the guy looks at him, and then somebody else said, don't say that. Now it's Negro Hill. And I was like, oh, fuck, they're fighting the wrong battle. And I was like, yeah.
It's Blackie Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. And then I look at my friends, I go, yo, this is going to be fucked up. This is going to be a weird trip. And then they go, you guys have funny. You talk funny. And I was like, I talk funny. I talk to people you've seen the movies. You talk funny. And I got all pissed off. Yeah, it was weird.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What were you there for?
My buddy's wedding, Milton.
Okay.
I was getting married down there.
He got married on Nigger Hill. That's
fucking crazy. Might as well have.
A very strange place.
Yeah, there was Nigger Hill, I remember.
What a fucking... That, apparently there are five rivers in Quebec that are called Nigger something.
Yeah, that's why. Don't tell, like, when people are like, that's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Algonquin River names.
Yeah, the Algonquins.
Yeah.
The Algonquins.
Or like
they were very
racist.
Very racist towards black people.
Well, no, because maybe their language back in the days, you know, it sounded, maybe they had some words that sounded a little...
It meant gentleman. This is offensive. The gentleman's river. Oh, you mean Negro River?
This is where we hang the gentleman.
Yeah. Poseidon, it's not. It's not. I was just surprised that they keep... I don't know. Is it like official map
you
name?
You figure they'd... You know, there are some fights that you should just go, look, we're sorry. This and that should have... Like, it shouldn't be now that... I think now it's almost too late. They should almost pretend like it never existed. Like, just go, like, people go, I can't believe it's still called that. No, it isn't.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the argument I had with my friends, but then we didn't care enough to continue talking. Is that the official name on the map?
Yeah.
Or is that what locals call it? And if locals call it that, why are they still calling it that?
Because, like in Montreal, you know the street René Lévesque?
Yeah.
A lot of older people still call it Dorchester.
Yeah.
So it might be...
Something like that.
Yeah.
It could be that, yeah, because they were the old people that were yelling at, who also thought we had funny accents.
Okay.
But they had terrible accents.
Yeah. Yeehaw, Alabama.
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm always... I'm never nervous in Virginia, but both Carolinas scare the fuck out of me.
Really? For me, Carolina sounds like fun.
But maybe it's because I only stop there in the middle of the night at, like, rest areas and, like, 24-hour garage, like a gas station.
Where there's
stations. Guys
in white hoods that were threatening to beat me up.
So it's always weird. It's always weird, but yeah. I'm not afraid of the Carolinas, but I always get a full tank of gas in Virginia so that I can make it as far into the Carolinas
as
possible. It's
probably the media. The media, I think, has put that idea in our heads and made it. Like, the media has made Poseidon seem like a doof. actually, no, you're right. You're right.
What's so scary about the Carolinas?
It's because the
hurricanes.
The first time I was there, I stopped in a gas station, and then it was like I'm pumping gas, and then these black guys came out, and then they started like talking to me and talking to my wife and telling us that white people don't go to that gas station. So I was like, okay. And then I acted like I didn't care, but I only put like $6 worth of gas. And then so I drove out of that gas station, went to another gas station that was all white people, and these black guys followed me. And then the white guys came to see me. They were asking why I was bringing black people to... And I was like, this is fucking crazy.
They asked you, like, why are you bringing black people to the gas station?
Yeah, they thought it was like...
And what did you say? They needed gas, sir.
Yeah, I was like, help me, please. No, I was just like... I pretended like I was French.
You were in the middle of a race war that you had no idea about.
And so then I my wife was like, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, you're going to fucking piss your pants. You're not, like, I'm not fighting, you know, two fucking race wars to keep you alive. So, and then, so I just filled it up. And then after that, I've always told myself, fuck it. I'm never, so it was it just that one time.
But
so,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So they told you white people don't come, but did you say, like, they said it like they're not allowed or they don't want to go? Because the way you made it sounds as if they're not allowed because they followed
you
angrily.
They came up to me to say it. So, like, it felt aggressive. It felt like interesting. Yeah, it felt aggressive.
Man, if that happened to me, that would end badly.
Yeah, you would have been. Yeah. Excuse me, motherfucker.
You would have been dead.
Both races would have killed it. The white guys would have been like, I don't like the blacks. The blacks would have been like, I don't like the whites, but we both don't like whatever the fuck that is. That's what would have happened.
Remember, I almost got into a scrap with a guy at the gas station in Toronto?
Almost. And with that, because that story's garbage, I'm telling
you. Is it?
Oh, we don't want to put people through it. That's the shot. That's the shot that they're
You're
getting.
You're saving people.
You guys have no idea.
Stories.
I'm saving you from this story. And this guy, and then he left.
The festival in Aspen is saving people from our offensive words on social media. Yeah. And you're saving people from his garbage.
Yeah. So you can follow us on the social media. Head over to compoundmedia.com to see this podcast in its full entirety, in its full form.
Yeah, and if you subscribe to Compound Media, we don't continue this show for another hour. It's a whole new show, but it's a longer show. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Every Friday at 4.
Every Friday at 4. Canada20 is the promo code. If you're going to sign up, get 20%
off. Or Compound20.
They both work.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Compound20 or Canada20.
And if you're in the Aspen area, we're probably in Aspen now.
Yeah, we're in Aspen
as
right
we
now.
Speak.
Yeah.
So don't tell those fucking people that we were talking shit about them and come see our comedy.
Yeah, it's a free show too.
Free
yeah,
show.
They're not charging anyone.
Free show. We got a good guest, Alex
Edelman.
Edelman. I've never met him.
I think you guys are gonna get along.
I hope so.
And if not, it'll make for great radio.
It'll be amazing radio.
So it'll be
we'll
good.
Fucking insult him, then drop him off somewhere in the Carolinas.
Thank you for listening.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.